everyone. Welcome back to a new episode. I'm so excited, and I feel like I start every episode saying that I'm so excited, but I genuinely am, and I think today's topic is going to be a good conversation. It's something that I've been thinking about a lot recently, and I just wanted to voice it to other people and put it out there, so I'm very excited. But before we get into the actual topic of today's episode, I want to give some life updates. First of all, my allergies have been so bad. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm kind of congested right now, and it's just really annoying because I'm not sick. It's just allergies, and I think a lot of it has to do with the amount of cat hair that is in my apartment right now. I need to like deep clean this weekend and vacuum every room, and I just need to, I don't know, try and get rid of some of the hair that's floating around because it's driving me nuts. I've also been doing a lot of adult chores lately, things that I don't want to do, but I have to do because I'm an adult, and unfortunately, there are responsibilities that come with being an adult. Just random things like renewing my car registration, which was actually really easy. It wasn't that big of a deal, but I did have to go get an emissions test for my car. I've just been spending so much money recently on bills. It's just been nuts. Everything is going up in price and it sucks. I think I mentioned this a couple episodes back, but Steven and I just recently renewed our lease for our apartment. So we're not moving, which I'm so grateful for because moving is a pain in the butt. I have moved way too many times in the past couple of years, and I think this is like the first year where we're not moving and we're just staying in one place. So I'm actually kind of happy about that. And I'm not sure where we're going to be moving next summer. It's already stressing me out because this past year in Utah went by so fast, and I know that this next year is going to go by even faster. And I just don't even know where we're going to be next year. And I know I need to just take it one day at a time and not stress myself out, but it's really hard to do that. Our original plan after we had moved out here was to stay in Utah for a few years, just try something new, meet new people, all that fun stuff, and then eventually move back to California. But oh my gosh, I don't think that's going to happen because California is just getting more and more expensive by the day, it seems, and I just don't want to pay that much money to live somewhere. Another fun life update. I have been using Pinterest a lot recently. That probably doesn't sound fun to anybody but me. Pinterest is a great place to find inspiration and just, I don't know, connect with people that kind of have the same vision that you do. I'm starting to post my own photos on Pinterest, which I've really never done before. And it's been great. I love just sharing more of my photos on there and finding other photos from other people. I like that it's not an app like Instagram where, you know, you're seeing people post every few seconds. It's just very limited to your own preferences, and I like that. So I've been trying to use it more, and yeah, it's just been really nice. And my last update, I'm really sad about this one. They're taking Criminal Minds off of Netflix at the end of this month. I'm really upset about this one because I just started rewatching Criminal Minds probably a little over a week ago, and they're already taking it off of Netflix. That's not okay. It's such a good show. Honestly, it's probably a good thing because, I don't know, true crime just like really messes me up, and I can only watch maybe 2 or 3 episodes. That's pushing it, honestly. I would say maybe like 1 or 2 episodes, and then I'm like, okay, I need to take a break from consuming this type of content. Like the other day, I was just laying in bed, binge watching it, and I think I watched close to 4 episodes in a row, and I was like, okay, I need to stop. Like I need to go do something else because it's just such a dark show. Like the whole concept of the show is really interesting, but it is very dark, and it does something to my brain after I've been watching it for a while, and I just feel really sad and like, just, I don't know, really gross. Like, I can't explain it. I don't know what I'm going to binge watch after this because I am a sucker for just rewatching the same shows over and over again. I rarely start like a new show. So I don't know what I'm going to do next. I've watched Friends way too many times. I've watched Seinfeld. I've watched, what else? I don't know, all the shows on Netflix pretty much. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I need something to watch at night. Anyway, let's get into the actual topic of this episode. I don't know if I mentioned it at the beginning, but the topic of today's episode is you don't have to be good at everything you try. I think this is a really important message to put out there. I am definitely someone who needs to hear this, so I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk a lot about social media and how it puts a lot of pressure on us to, I don't know, just accomplish all these things and be successful in everything we do, which can be very overwhelming. And it's something that I've definitely experienced a lot recently, just feeling very pressured to be doing all these things. And I never feel like I'm doing enough with my life. I am always comparing myself to others, even if I don't realize it. And Instagram is probably the top platform where I compare myself the most. And it's just, again, not fun to do. I took a little break from Instagram a few months ago because it was just too much. I reached a point where I was mindlessly scrolling every single day and I wouldn't take a break from it. And I wasn't even paying attention to the content that I was consuming. I was just scrolling for the sake of scrolling. And it's just, I feel like Instagram, at least for me, is very overwhelming because there's constant content being given to you every few seconds. When you refresh, there's new photos and videos, and it's a lot to see, like, you know, the highlights of everyone's life every few seconds. It's like, oh my God, I'm not doing enough with my life. Like, look at all these people doing all these different things. I should be doing that stuff. And so I needed to take a break from it because it was just way too much for me. I recently re-downloaded Instagram, and honestly, the only reason I wanted it back was so I could post about this podcast on there when I release new episodes. But I have noticed that now that the app is like back on my phone, I tend to click on it more and more every day. And I don't want to go back down that hole because I was doing really good for a while. I didn't feel the need to get on Instagram until I made this podcast. And I was like, okay, obviously I want to let people know about this podcast and put it out there. So there's no authenticity, it seems. Like, at least in my eyes, I feel like everybody posts the same stuff, and there's not a lot of difference in the content that I see every day. And it just, I don't know. It just kind of makes me feel drained. And there's nothing wrong with posting your highlights. Like I said, we all do that. And I think it's great to let, you know, other people know what you're up to. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. For me personally, it just becomes too much where it almost seems, again, like I'm not doing enough because people are only posting the positives. When in reality, everyone's going through their own stuff, right? Like, we're all going through our own problems. And I'm not saying you have to post about them, but it does kind of make it seem like people you know are living these perfect lives because you're not seeing what they're actually going through. And I think Instagram kind of started having this vibe for me when I downloaded TikTok and I started getting into TikTok because it's completely different over there. Everyone's posting their trauma on TikTok. Everyone's trauma dumping every 2 seconds, me included. I definitely post about my trauma on there. And the reason why is because it's so easy to connect with people on there that are going through similar situations that you are. And I definitely have experienced this firsthand. When my dad passed away, I got on TikTok and I just remember connecting with random people, strangers that I don't even know, that were commenting on my videos saying, I just lost my dad recently and I know exactly how you feel and it sucks. And I'm, you know, and it's just, it's crazy to have these like random strangers connecting with me on the same level because we're going through the same thing. And I feel like it's easier for me to not get sucked into just scrolling mindlessly on TikTok, because with TikTok, you're watching videos and I feel like you kind of have to dedicate more time to actually like paying attention to the content you're consuming on there. My algorithm on TikTok is so specific now that when I'm scrolling, I don't want to skip a video because they're all either relatable to me or they're really freaking funny and I don't want to skip them. And I actually have to like pay attention to what I'm consuming. So I think because TikTok is just more unique and the content on there is just, I don't know, like there's just a wider range of it. It keeps my attention longer. And I also have realized that I'm at a point now where I don't spend that much time on TikTok. Like I'll scroll for maybe like 10 minutes and then I'm like, okay, like I'm good. I can get off now and go do something else. When I first downloaded TikTok, I was definitely addicted and I just would scroll and watch all these videos and waste hours on there. But now I'm at a point where I just don't feel the need to stay on there very long. It's different for everyone. Like I know people that can't go on TikTok because it's addictive for them, but Instagram is completely fine. Like, so everybody's different and, you know, different apps work for different people. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because we mainly see people posting their success online, it can make us feel competitive. Like we also have to be successful in certain areas. I have been feeling this so much recently, mainly because, you know, it's grad season, everybody's graduating college, and this would have been the year that I would graduate college, but I'm not because I am not in school right now. And that is a very long story. I'll touch on it a little bit because I do want to kind of talk about it. First of all, I just want to say I'm so proud of all my friends for graduating because I know that they've put in so much hard work to get to where they are. It's really hard though when you're not in the same boat, but you feel like you should be in the same boat. And this is something that I have definitely struggled with accepting for a long time now because I feel like a lot of people in my life are very clear on what they want. And they know what they want to do as a career. They know what they have to do to get there. I don't know what I want to do with my life. And I am still trying to figure that out. I did take a year of community college right after high school. But then I ended up stopping and I just put school on hold because my life was a mess. And I talked a little bit about what was going on during this time in last week's episode. But just to recap really quick, at the beginning of 2019, my dad was sick. No one could diagnose him. It was really stressful. I was really scared about his health. And my mom had just moved out of state and I had moved in with a few people. So I had roommates. And because I was living, quote unquote, you know, on my own, I had to start paying rent and paying bills, which meant that I needed to start working full time so I could afford that. I was trying to juggle school and I was trying to juggle work all at the same time. And then add in all of my personal issues and worrying about my dad and trying to go visit him. And I was like 5 hours away from him at the time. So I would take the train to San Diego to visit him and help him out as much as I could while he recovered. And it was just like, it was stressful. And my mental health started deteriorating very fast. And, you know, I didn't have any friends in the area anymore. Like I was just very isolated and I didn't even realize it. I remember I was taking online courses through my community college and I just like was sitting on my computer taking one of my courses. And this was towards the end of the semester. And I was just like, I did not learn a single thing from this class. Like I have been zoned out this entire semester and I'm paying for this education. Like I'm paying for these classes. I have gained nothing. It was just really frustrating because I was doing my homework. I was reading the materials and my brain just wasn't grasping it. I think because my focus was on so many different things going on in my life and school just didn't feel important at the time because other things were, you know, more important to me. After that semester, I decided I was just gonna take a break from school. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a really good time for me to go back to school. And I've kind of realized that there's never gonna be a good time because shit is just gonna keep happening in my life. I have been thinking about going back to school here pretty soon, but I'm also stressed out because I don't know where we're gonna be moving next year. And so if I do go back, it's probably going to be something online versus like at a campus. And again, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to learn how to juggle a full-time job and school and actually get through it this time. It's hard because everyone's situation is different. I don't want to give advice and be like, don't go to school because I feel like everyone should get an education. And I do plan on going back and continuing my education, but life has just been beating me endlessly. And so I'm waiting until my mental health is a little bit better. But it is stressful when I'm in this really confusing time of my life and I get on Instagram and everyone is posting their grad photos and it's like every single picture I see, it's someone graduating. And again, so proud of everybody for doing what they're doing and getting through school, because I know it hasn't been easy, especially during the pandemic. So I really condemn everybody who made it through and put in the work to get to where they are. It is definitely hard. And I think that's a huge reason why Instagram has kind of just become this place where I'm like, I don't even want to see what other people are doing, because I know I'm going to feel like I'm not doing enough, or I'm just like not, I don't know, I'm not good enough, I guess, which I know that's not true, but my brain likes to tell me that I am just unworthy. So sometimes I think it's good to just take a break from social media. To end my whole conversation on education and school, I have a clearer vision now of something that I really do see myself doing in the future. And so I'm trying to figure out right now what schooling I need for it. I'm also just trying to figure out, okay, is this something that I want to dedicate my time to? Because my thing is like, I'm paying for my education now. So I don't want to spend a ton of money on something that I'm never going to use. So I'm trying to just be mindful about, is this something that I'm actually interested in and that I want to further my education in? Or is this just like something that I'm like, well, maybe I'd be good at that? If you are just graduating high school, I just want you to know you do not have to have all the answers right away. It's so crazy to me that as a society, we tell kids all throughout high school, you have to go to college. You have to go to college. There's no other option for you. You have to go. And the second you graduate high school, it's like, okay, you're on your own now. Like, figure out what you want to do. This is it. And I feel like there's probably so many people out there that have no idea what the heck they want to do as a career, because there's so many options. And like, when you graduate high school, you're still technically a kid. I mean, yeah, you're an adult, but like, really, at the end of the day, you're still a teenager. You're still like becoming a person. I feel like it's crazy to put so much pressure on kids to have it all figured out right away. So I just want to let anybody out there who's graduating high school, I just want to let you know, you don't have to have all the answers. It's fine. A really good thing about college is there are a lot of different classes you can take, and it does kind of help you get a feel for what you like and what you would potentially like to do as a career. Again, it's different for everyone. And if you're not in school right now, that's okay too. Whenever people ask me what I'm doing with my life, like when I'm talking to family or like friends and they're like, oh, so what have you been up to? I'm just like, I don't even want to say what I've been up to. Because if the answer doesn't have to do with school, I feel like I'm failing everybody. Honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just proud of myself for getting through the shit that I've gone through and I'm still standing. Moral of the story, don't put so much pressure on yourself and listen to your body. If you need to take a break from something, that's okay. We are all on our own timelines, and I have to remind myself of this all the time, because again, it's easy to compare yourself to other people and to look at what somebody you know is doing and feel like you're maybe not doing enough in your life. But we are all our own person, right? Like, we are all completely different people. None of us are exactly the same. So it wouldn't be fair to even try and compare ourselves to somebody else, because they are completely different. It's easier said than done. Like, no, don't compare yourself to others. Like, yeah, no shit. But I think the way that you go about your own opportunities and achievements is completely different from what somebody else is doing to get to theirs. And it's just not fair to compare yourself to another person who is completely different than you. I think the best thing you can do for yourself if you are struggling with comparison is to just limit the amount of content that you're consuming. And if you're like me and maybe Instagram isn't the best app for you, consider just taking a break from it. I think it's something that you just get better at over time, and confidence is a big thing as well that helps you not compare yourself to others. Next, I want to talk about hobbies and trying new things, because like I said, the topic of this episode is you don't have to be good at everything you do, or at everything that you try. I am the type of person that will turn down certain opportunities or just things that people ask me to do because I feel like I won't be good at them. And I have this vivid memory that I wanted to share. Back when I was in elementary school, we were playing softball in PE. And I remember I had like never played softball before. I wasn't a huge sports person. And so I was standing at the back of the line right outside the batting cage. And, you know, I was watching my classmates go up one by one, hit the ball. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't even know how to swing a bat. Like I'm going to fail miserably in front of all my classmates. And so I was like sweating profusely. I was like, I can't do this. Like, there's no way. I'm not an athletic person. Like, I know I'm not going to be good at this. Every single time a person would go up to the plate, I would like move back in the line. So I would just keep going to the back of the line so that I would never make it to the front. And I got away with it. Like, none of the teachers even realized that I wasn't participating. And I would just keep going to the back because I was so nervous. And when I look back on that, I'm like, that's really sad. Like, I was doubting myself so much and I was so afraid of failing and not being good at this sport in front of other people. And like, how sad is that? I missed out on playing softball because I just was so scared. I was afraid. I was in fourth grade and I was already having doubts about my abilities. I still do that a lot to this day. Like, if someone will ask me to play a game or like do something that I've never done before, I'll be like, I don't know if I want to because I've never done that before. And it's like I'm afraid to learn new things because I don't want to be bad at them. But here's the thing. In order to become very successful at something, you have to fail. Also, take the success out of the equation. What happened to just having fun? Why do we need to believe that we're good or bad at something? I think you should be able to do whatever the heck you want to do. And you shouldn't put an expectation on yourself. And you shouldn't judge yourself ahead of time and say, I'm not going to be good at this, so I don't even want to do it. There's no harm in playing a game and just having fun. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be the best. You don't have to be amazing at it. You can literally just do it because it brings you joy. Don't focus on the outcome. Just focus on having fun and being in the moment. A great example of this is there's an episode of Friends where Phoebe is running in the park and she looks crazy while she's running. And Rachel doesn't want to run with her because she's like, you run weird. And Phoebe's like, so what? I'm having fun. And it's like, that's the perfect example, honestly. Just have fun with it. You don't have to be good at every single thing in your life that you do. Just take the pressure off yourself. You know, we're all floating on a rock in space. It's not that serious. I have been trying to put myself out there more and try new things recently. And this podcast is a huge example. It's definitely kind of taken me out of my comfort zone, and I don't really care. I'm kind of at a point now where I just do whatever the heck I want to do, and that's that, and I don't really care what other people think. Moral of the story, try not to compare yourself to others. I know that is so much easier said than done, and me saying that probably does nothing for you, but if you can just do one thing to kind of relieve the pressure that you're putting on yourself, again, if that's deleting a social media app or maybe just taking some time away from your phone or focusing more on things that make you happy rather than things that people are expecting from you. I think there's many little things like that that we can do to kind of help with comparison. It's not going to fix the problem all at once. I think, you know, comparison is something that you have to work on. And in order to get better at not comparing yourself to others, you have to focus on yourself and take yourself out of that equation of like, okay, what are other people doing right now? Because at the end of the day, what other people are doing is not important to you, to your life. And that might sound selfish, but I always say this, we don't know how long we have here on earth, right? I mean, we don't really have a lot of time in the grand scheme of things. And so whenever I'm comparing myself to others, I have to remind myself that this isn't how I want to spend my time and that there are other things I could be doing with my time right now than spiraling because there are other people having, you know, different experiences than me and different opportunities. Just breathe, you know, like remind yourself, okay, I'm floating in space right now. Like, why am I so stressed? And I think also finding new hobbies, things that bring you genuine joy is amazing. Whether that's a sport or maybe working out, podcasting, it could literally be anything. I think it's just important to have something that actually makes you happy and that you can look forward to. I could seriously talk about social media comparison, the pressure that is placed on us as a society. I could talk about all of that for hours, but I feel like I've done enough talking. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast and also check the show notes for all of my socials, my Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all of that will be listed in the show notes. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys next week.